I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Every once in a while, there's a life situation that won't shake the world, won't be debated in the halls of government, but does become a great centerpiece for discussion. Such is the case for Isis Wharton of Northern California, who's been notified by the Department of Motor Vehicles that her personalized license plate will be revoked. Isis plate simply says, "I am Isis." A DMV letter said, quote, "Dear Isis, the Department of Motor Vehicles has reviewed its records, and it was determined that personalized license plates, I am Isis, assigned to your 2021 Kia, contain a configuration of letters and or numbers that are non-compliant with the requirement of Title 13. So Isis says she just renewed her registration a couple of months ago, and they didn't say anything. She tells KCRA Television in Sacramento that's been the case since she first purchased them in 2022, and says she is very proud of her name.
I was named after the Egyptian goddess, and she's like the goddess of healing and motherhood, and so it's much more peaceful than they're putting it out to be.
What the DMV, of course, is putting out there is this could be associated with the acronym for the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, and says her configuration, regardless of intention, can be construed as I am Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Isis says she's surprised and confused since it's been so long. One legal opinion says that her license plate is protected under the First Amendment. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that specialty plates, like Save Lake Tahoe, can be governed speech, but that this is not specialty, this is a personal license plate. The DMV says she has until September 25th to request an appeal. She says, yes, she's working on it. So we all know the terror of the group ISIS, but should the government be able to enforce law against objectionable content at the expense of somebody's love of his or her name on a personalized plate? It's really easy to see both sides of this one. Does one make more sense than the other? If you'd like to contact me, it's ed@edbaxternews.com.